Blog Talk Radio.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy to do the will that you have for me, but this flesh that I'm
thinking maybe this is it. Got this war going on in my mind, trying to make me think my faith is counterfeit. Whoa, no. Certain days it feel like my faith is running low. But it's a mustard seed, so I must believe in what I sow. Sowing tears, what you water will grow. Never fear, it's all under control. The storm is here, but I'm sleep on the boat. Whoa, yeah. Everything I went through, I knew I would be blessed. Yeah, trying to pull me down, but I see the mark, so I run. Christ taught me out so many times, why stress? Yeah, I'ma sing hallelujah anyhow through the test.
Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow, hallelujah, anyhow,
hallelujah, anyhow, hallelujah, anyhow.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say,
take all. Woo. I have in these hands and multiply, God. That I am and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him.
Set me on fire. Here I am, God. Arms wide open.
Hey.
Pouring out my life. Gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name, your mighty love. Stands strong to the end, you will fulfill. Your purpose in me, you won't forsake.
You will be with me.
You will be with me. Here I am, God,
say,
arms wide open.
Oh,
pouring out my life. My life, wait. I'm holding nothing back, holding nothing back.
I surrender. You want to throw your hands up and say, I surrender. Say, I surrender. All that I am, I surrender.
I'm right here pouring out my life gratefully.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Then I'll know what to do.
I'm
never go alone, Jesus.
rather be.
Yeah.
the power of this moment to pass you. I don't want the power of this moment to pass you. I know I talk a lot, but I got to tell you this. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus was in his hometown. And the Bible said that every time he went to meet one need, another need came to him. And we use phrases like, while he was still ministering to this person, or as he was talking to this person, there were so many people who needed him in that moment. And a man came up and said, Jesus, my daughter has died. His name was Jairus. And he came up and said, my daughter has died. So Jesus said, I will come and heal her. So Jesus is now on his way from one place to another place to meet someone else's need. When the Bible says that a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years thought to herself, this is my moment. Nothing else had worked. And she didn't have enough time to talk to him because he was on his way somewhere else. So she just reached up and grabbed the hem of his garment. And when she touched him, he said, who touched me? But there were so many people around. The disciples said, Jesus, it could have been anybody. But then he said, no, because I felt virtue flow out of me. Somebody touched me in a deep place. Because somebody had a need unspoken. I want you to know tonight that when Jesus shows up for one, he shows up for all. So he might be going to meet somebody else's need. But even though your need is unspoken, all you have to do is reach up and grab. Grab a hold of it. That's why we declare.
Restore, restore my dancing joy. Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman, and I would like to welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Sunday morning worship service. We are so glad that you decided to join us this morning. We're welcoming you here. We hope you enjoy our service, but we're so glad that you're welcoming us in your home to hear a word from the Lord. It's a good day to be on the Lord's side, and you've come to the right place because God is truly here. We're wishing showers of blessings in your life today. So once again, we're welcoming you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Have a good day and enjoy our service. Now, we're going to have our opening prayer by our beloved deaconess, Hattie Cooper.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Joe, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you. God be with you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here to pray for you guys in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We would like to thank God most of all for all the things that he has done for us and all the things that he's going to do for us. We just want to give him all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. Heavenly Father, please bless my brothers and my sisters on this afternoon. Father God, you know all about them. You know their ins and their outs, Father God. You know their trials and their tribulations, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask you to just reach down and just touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Father God, we just thanking you and asking you to continue to bless us with salvation, Father God. And the ones that don't have salvation, Father God, we ask you to give them a will to have salvation and to be saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we just asking you for healing power, Father God, to heal the body, heal the organs, heal the mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal the finances and the lives of your people, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke the voice of the devil, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Give your people strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Mm-hmm. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you, the Holy One. In the name of Jesus, you worthy, worthy to be praised. We just thank and praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we want to lift up the single people, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, bless them and keep them, Father God. Father God, give them godly spouses, Father God, if they're looking for it. Father God, there's a lot of single people that asking for prayer for a spouse, Lord God. So, Father, we just ask you, Father God, to give them a spouse, a godly spouse, so that you can get the glory in Jesus' name. Father God, we asking you, Lord God, to heal the marriages, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father, we asking you for protection, 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 protection over our children, protection over ourselves, protection over our neighbors, protection, Lord God, over our grandchildren, Father God, and our wives and our spouses, Lord God. Just protection with your blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Oh, Father God, send your anointed oil upon our heads, Father God, and anoint us afresh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father God. Kingdom be done here on earth in the name of Jesus. Father, open doors that need to be open, closed doors that need to be closed, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father. We just thanking you for everything. Thank you for the pastors all over the world, all over the globe. Father God, we lifting up the lost, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the ones that don't know you and the partners of their sins. Father God, look over them, watch over them, and give them a will to be saved in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Father God, remember the coronavirus, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to clean our air for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. You can do it, and can no one do it without like you can do it, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, help us to be overcomers of our past, Lord God. Help us to be overcomer of fear, Father God. Help us not to be afraid, Father God, to look up to you, Father God, for all of our help and our plans and our success and our schedules in life, Father God. And Father God, most of all, Father, help us to have fear of God. Proverbs 9:10. In the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you for this afternoon, Father God. We thank you and praise you for every person that's listening on the radio. Father God, in the name of Jesus, just bless them and keep them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, remember the people in the hospital and hospice, Father God. Remember all the bereaved families all over the world. Father God, remember the people, the children that's being kidnapped, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, being shot down in the streets, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, being murdered, Father God. Oh, Father God, this world is so much chaos, Father God, but we look up to you, Father God, and we just dependent on you, Father God, to help us, help your children, strengthen your children where they need to be strengthened. Father God, renew unities in the family, restore the families, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Remember the homeless. Remember the sick and shedding, Father God, the army, the navy. Remember our military. Remember the disasters all over the world. People, amen, help us, Father, to surrender everything to you. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, we pray. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father, tie up accidents. Tie up all the accidents all over the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Walk in the planes, the trains, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Driving bicycles, Father God, three-wheelers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember all of our young people that's struggling, that's looking for something, Father, and don't know what they're looking for, but the answer is Jesus Christ the Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, touch their hearts, Lord God, for them to have a Savior as sweet as you. You sweeter than a honeycomb. You are a blessing to our life, Father, for just dying on the cross. For all mankind. May God be with you. May God keep you. May God pour his blessings upon you in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and bring you peace, love, and protection over your family. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Father. We ask all these things in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Back to you, Joanne Thurman, in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Bless you, Pastor. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Hattie. God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
God bless you.
The 23rd Psalm. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with thy staff. They comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, silver. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the blessed word of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, for the blessed people of the Lord. May we put it in our hearts. Now I have the pleasure to present to you our pastor, our shepherdess of this hour, who will come with the word. Pastor Alfreda Bradford. There's so much I could say about Pastor. She's a wonderful woman, a wonderful preacher, a wonderful teacher, a good friend, compassionate, gentle, patient, so smart, intelligent, outgoing. The list just goes on and on and on. But the most important thing, the Lord. And she's dedicated her whole life for his service. And I appreciate her teachings and the love she has for God the most. And I just thank God for allowing her to come in our lives. So we're in for a treat today. So just relax and enjoy the teaching. Bring your books out so you can take your notes. Invite somebody else to come and listen to this great woman of God as she brings forth the bread of life, his word, for us today. Before Pastor is going to come, we're going to hear one more song, and then our next voice we'll hear will be none other than Pastor Dr. Alfreda Bradford, for your listening pleasure and for the word. Glory, hallelujah. Peace and grace be with you.
Bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for another opportunity, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we say thank you. Thank you for the prayer that have gone up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you for the scripture, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you for your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And now we thank you for the word, Father, that we can come, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for using us, Father God, to declare your glory, Father God. And we pray even right now, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, and O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Truly, we bless the Lord for another opportunity, amen, to allow the Lord to speak to us, amen, through his word on this morning. Amen. We want to thank our minister Joanne and our minister Hattie, amen, for their service this morning. Amen. And each and every one of you for sharing your Sunday afternoon with us. This afternoon, I just want to encourage you today, amen, through, amen, Psalms 23. We want to just talk a little bit about Psalms 23. We want to talk about the great shepherd, the great shepherd, amen, as we have already shared with you in our scripture reading on today, those six precious verses, amen, about God's care for his children, amen, glory be to God. And that beautiful selection, amen, by, amen, Vicki Wyman, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, that we are safe in God's arms. Why? Because the Lord is our shepherd, amen, the great shepherd, amen. When we look in that scripture, beloved, it begins in verse number one, and it says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it begins right there in verse number one, and it lets us know that we have a God who provides. Amen. He is a provider. The psalmist says, I shall not want, meaning I shall not lack anything. I will not go lacking in any area of my life. Glory be to God. God desires to be our provider. I shall not lack. Our brother David in the book of Psalms 37:25, we read, it says, I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaking or their children begging bread. Why? Because the Lord provides. We shall not want. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19 says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. He didn't say some of our needs, but he said all of our needs. What a comfort to know that we have a God who loves us, a God who cares for us, a God who provides for us. Glory be to God. Yes, we shall not want. Why? Because we are content. We are content. There is nothing lacking in our lives when our heart is fixed and we are trusting in the Lord. Oh, yes, beloved, there is an amazing sense of contentment that fills our souls. And we don't have to be envious of others, telling ourselves that we will never truly be happy until we have money, never truly be happy until we get married, never truly be happy until we have children, or just fill in the blank. Glory be to God. No. We are content right now. Why? Because we are not lacking anything, because God is a provider. Glory be to God. Now, it does not necessarily come naturally. This is why Brother Paul had to tell us. Hey, he said, I have learned in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 11. He says, I have learned how to be content. I have learned how to be satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed, to the point I am not disquieted. I have learned to be content in whatever state that I am. So it's something that we have to learn to do. We have to learn to be content. We are learning that we shall not want. We are learning that we will not lack anything. We are learning that God desires to be our provider, because he is the Lord who provides. Then it goes on, beloved, amen, hallelujah, in verse number 2, and it says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Oh, we thank God for the green pastures. This scripture here is telling us, amen, that the Lord our peace. The Lord gives us peace, and the Lord gives his children rest. Glory be to God. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. Oh, yes. We live in a society that is full of tired people. Tired. They wake up tired. They go to bed tired. They're tired in the middle of the day. Glory be to God. But when we read about the history of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we will find out that Jesus was a very hard worker himself. Jesus worked very hard, but guess what? He also took time to rest. The Lord our peace, the Lord that gives us rest. When the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse number 31, and it reads, and he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. Glory be to God. Jesus and his disciples. Now, you're pretty busy anytime you don't have time to eat. Glory be to God. But Jesus said, come on, let's rest a while. Why? Because he maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He gives his beloved rest. He gives his beloved peace. Beloved, part of God's original plan for us is that we be able to rest. Because God himself rested on the seventh day, not necessarily because he was tired, but I believe that God rested on that seventh day to set a necessary example for us. Yes, beloved, work and rest are both part of God's plan for us. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. When we read in the book of Matthew, chapter number 11, verse number 28, and it reads, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, yes, beloved. He gives us rest. He makes us to lie down, rest peacefully, without distractions, peacefully in green pastures, not in withered pastures, not in brown pastures, but in green pastures. Psalms 37 and 7 says this, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Psalms 91 and 1, glory be to God, says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 30, verse 15. And it reads, for thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. But you would not. Oh, the Lord gives his beloved rest and green, tranquil pastures. Beloved, I want you to know that rest time is not waste time. God does not want to exhaust us, but he wants to refresh us. Not just our bodies, but God wants to refresh our minds. And you know, some of our minds need a break. Oh, yeah, we can need a break. Trying to figure this and trying to figure that and helping this person and helping that person. And our minds are all combobulated with stuff. Glory be to God. I come to tell you that God is the one who gave us our brains. And he expects us to use our brains. However, he does not want us trusting our brains instead of him. Beloved, your brain is a good tool, but your brain is a bad God. Oh, glory be to God. And this is why he tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Oh, yes, beloved, the good shepherd will give us rest and green pastures for both our bodies and our minds. Oh, yes, it is good to work, and it is good to be productive, but we honor God, and we fulfill part of his plan for our lives when we rest in the Lord, trusting confidently in him. Glory be to God. Then the scripture goes on, beloved, to tell us, amen, hallelujah, that he makes us to lie down in green pastures and he leads us beside the still waters. The still waters represent serenity. It represents tranquility. Then still waters represent peace, calm, and security that only comes from the Prince of Peace. Beloved, God cannot give us a happiness and a peace apart from himself because it is not there. There is no such thing. To lead us into peace, Jesus points us directly to himself. And this is why we can read in St. John chapter 14, verse number 1. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Then in that same chapter, in verse number 27, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Beloved, peace abides in our lives when we know and trust in the faithfulness of God. When we rest in the one who committed to never leaving us and never forsaking us. even to the end of the world. If God be our God, he will give us peace in trouble. When there is a storm without, he will make peace within. The world can create trouble and peace. And they make a lot of trouble and peace. But God can create peace and trouble. Hallelujah. Let us move to the next verse. And the next verse says this. He restoreth my soul. He restores my soul. Beloved, to restore something means to bring it back to its former condition. Glory be to God. An example of restoration is a person who had become sick, but they was restored back to health. He restores our soul. Our God is a restorer. Jeremiah chapter number 30, verse number 17 says this, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning that it is God's very nature to restore. And he wants us to demonstrate that heart of restoration towards others, as he tells us in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse number 1. He says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Oh, yes, God is a restorer. We know that God restored David after David sinned. Did he not? Glory be to God. The Lord has a marvelous restoring nature. Isaiah 57 and 15 reads like this, hallelujah. For thus saith the Lord, high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, what has been taken from you that needs to be restored? What about your peace? What about your joy? What about your sense of well-being? Well, whatever it is, I come to encourage you this morning that he is the great shepherd who restores our soul. Not only does he restore our soul, the psalmist writes that he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, beloved, in this particular portion, we see three things. Number one, we see that he leads us. Number two, we see that he leads us in the path of righteousness. Number three, we see that he leads us for his name's sake. Beloved, our shepherd cares about us, and he leads us. Not only does he lead us, but he leads us in the right way. He leads us in godly paths. Not only do we benefit when we follow his guidance, but it always results in his glory and in his name being honored. And this is why he tells us in Psalms 32 and 8, which happens to be my life passage, he says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with mine eye. He comes back in Psalms 37 and 23 and says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Why? Because the Lord is leading us. He is the good shepherd in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, the question is not so much whether God desires to give us guidance in life, but rather, do we really want his guidance? God did not promise to lead us in paths of convenience. He did not promise to lead us in fleshly gratification, but he did promise to lead us in paths of righteousness. Being led in his paths involves being obedient on our part. So we have to make sure that our heart is totally surrendered to do his will. Amen. Verse 4, glory be to God. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In this particular verse, beloved, amen, we see that the Lord is present. Not a God of yesterday, not a God of tomorrow, but a right now God, a very present help in the time of trouble, right now in the moment, right now in this present, right now we see the Lord, our banner. Oh, glory be to the living God. Though we walk through the valley, glory be to God. The songwriter sang a song, when we are leaning on his everlasting arms, we truly are safe and secure from all alarms. God's comfort and support does not ignore the hard realities of human experience. There are some hard realities. There are some hard challenges that we face. And being a follower of Jesus does not make us exempt from the challenges of life. This is why Brother David wrote in Psalms 34 and 19, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Glory be to God. And so the Psalm says, though we walk through, see, beloved, we have to walk through it. We have to walk through the challenges. We have to walk. The life of faith is a journey. Glory be to God. Not an event, but a journey. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, yes, we're going through some stuff, but we are not walking alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he is walking with us through the valley. Yeah. David and Paul are not denying the reality of the problems, but they're simply recognizing them as temporal. Whatever problems we endure is only temporal. We acknowledge the reality of life's difficulties, but we believe that God's love and God's power are greater. Oh, yes, the valley that we walk through is temporal, but the presence and glory of God are eternal. And as we walk through this valley, the psalmist says, I will fear no evil. Beloved, strong faith. It's the result of a growing process. So I want to encourage you this morning. Please do not feel condemned if your faith is not perfect. Just be honest. Remember the young man that approached Jesus in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse number 24. And he told Jesus, he said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Be honest, beloved. Glory be to God. And what did Jesus do? The Lord did not condemn that man. The Lord did not reject that man. But what did he do? He helped him. Why? Because he was honest. We will fear no evil. We're going through the process. Our faith is getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. We might not be all the way there yet, but we're going through that process and we will not fear. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We thank God for the rod. We thank God for the staff. Glory be to God. Beloved, the shepherd, amen, watches over the sheep. And when a wolf comes to attack the flock, the shepherd will never abandon the sheep. The shepherd don't go running for his life. The shepherd don't go running for hiding and covering. No, the shepherd protects the sheep with his rod and with his staff. No matter where we go, God will be with us. And this is why the psalmist wrote in Psalms 139:7, he says, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? St. John 10:28, and it reads, and I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Beloved, what comfort. What comfort. As we look, amen, in the next verse, verse number 5, glory be to the living God. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. We see in this particular verse, beloved, we see again the Lord as a provider. He provides. We also see the Lord who sanctifies. Amen. Hallelujah. The psalm says, thou preparest a table. And some readings, beloved, it says, thou preparest a feast before me in the presence of mine enemies. Beloved, we know that in order to make any journey, especially this life's tedious journey, especially when it's a difficult one, an individual needs substance. Oh, yeah, because if you don't eat, you're not going to make it. Glory be to God. Remember Elijah, glory be to God. Elijah got weary, and God sent the angel, amen, to give Elijah some bread and something to drink. And the Bible says Elijah was able to go 40 days and 40 nights on that meal. Beloved, this is why the Bible tells us in St. John 6:35. It says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. 1 Peter 2:2 speaks about the pure milk of the word. So we see the milk, we see the bread. Beloved, the shepherd not only accompanies us as we walk through the valley, he's not only walking with us, but as he is walking with us, he is also providing us with needed nourishment to make our journey successful. Why? Because he's the good shepherd. And beloved, I want you to see here, amen, that God serves us a feast in the presence of our enemies. This meal does not take place in heaven. No, glory be to God. Revelation 21:4 says this, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. He prepares us a feast before our enemies, beloved, because we have no enemies in heaven. And there is no shadow of the valley of the shadow of death in heaven either. And yet God is with us in the here and in the now. Beloved, it is as though God is declaring to every opposing force, I don't care how much you threaten my people, you will not prevail. And this is why we read in Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. Yes, beloved, he prepares that table before us in the presence of our enemy. God, because he is the good shepherd, he tells us to eat, and he tells us to take nourishment for the journey as he spreads the table. Not only does he spread the table, the psalmist goes on to say that he anoints my head with oil. Oh, we thank God for the oil. Beloved, in Luke chapter number 7, verse number 44, we read this. It says, then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil, pricely oil, expensive oil. Yes, beloved, he anoints our head with oil. Christ is the anointed one. The definition of the word anoint means to rub or to smear with oil. It is referred to in sanctification when we talk about anointed for sanctification, in setting someone or setting a thing or a place apart for a special divine purpose. When we are anointed, we are set apart, amen, for a divine purpose. We are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a holy nation. Jesus also instructed spiritual leaders in the church to anoint the sick with oil. Why? Because the oil represents the Holy Spirit. See, as the leaders prayed the prayer of faith over them. Beloved, we are the sheep of God's pasture. He is the good shepherd, and he shares the anointing of the Holy Spirit with us. This is why we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 33. And it reads, therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Beloved, we are anointed with grace. We are anointed with comfort. And we are anointed with peace. God soothes us. God heals our wounds. He refreshes us. And he gives us strength for our journey. Why? Because he is the good shepherd. Not only does he anoint our head with oil, the psalmist says, my cup runneth over. The running over represents the overflow. The running over represents the abundance. Our shepherd receives us lavishly. Our shepherd receives us extravagantly. Yeah. The Ephesians 3, verse 20 says this, he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Glory. He just don't fill you up. No, he fill you up till you run over. An excess. Hallelujah. More than enough. But love it. Not only does God bless his children to the overflow, he wants us to overflow so we have the wherewithal to bless others. He wants to bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. Why? Because my cup is running over. I got more than I know what to do with this. This is why we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. You see that word abundance? Jesus came that we might, amen, have abundance, an abundant life. Hallelujah. Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Why? Because he fills our cup until it runs over. We're dripping in the blessings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Right before, amen, Paul wrote that scripture, beloved, Paul had told them that their abundance would provide for the lack that others were experiencing. Oh, see, all of our blessings is not for us. God bless us. We have enough of us and enough for some other people, too. Glory be to God. And this is why we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 14. And it says, at the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. So we see the goal is equity, beloved. See, when we're without, amen, got to have somebody come and bless us. And when they're without, God, amen, will have us to come and bless them. Amen. And you see that cycle unbroken. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because our cup runneth over. Beloved, yes, we are blessed to be a blessing. Our cup runneth over. I want us to look at that last verse now, beloved. Amen. So let me read through it one more time. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And the last verse is this. Surely and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to God. Beloved, in this last verse here, we see David is declaring that most definitely, most certainly, most absolutely, indisputably, undoubtedly, and unquestionably, the blessing of God is ours. Now, if you notice in this particular scripture, beloved, David did not say maybe. David did not say perhaps. David did not say possibly. Or David did not even say I hope so. See? Even though there was a time when David was struggling in his faith. We look in Psalms chapter number 13, verse number 1. And it reads like this. It says, to the music director of Psalms of David. This is David talking to the Lord. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God, enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. But beloved, but as we continue reading, amen, hallelujah, the history of our brother David, beloved, it is tremendous. When our faith is soaring, see, we see that David went from little faith to great faith. Glory be to God. And God would do the same thing to us. But I want you to know right now, beloved, that God loves you, amen, when you have little faith, and God loves you when you have great faith. See, God loves you even when your faith is struggling. He still loves you. Oh, glory be to God. If you can move mountains with your faith, God is pleased. But if you're growing in your faith, God still loves you. He don't love you no less. Glory be to God. Beloved, we should not allow ourselves to get condemned if we experience a time of frustration. If we experience a time of questioning, see, don't be condemned, because he didn't come to condemn the world. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the great shepherd. Keep your eyes on the good shepherd. Continue to feed on his word. And as we look to him and keep our eyes up to the hills from which cometh our help, our faith will grow. And as our faith grows, our trust will soar. The scripture says, surely goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy, beloved. And the psalm writer and the psalm, amen, and several other places in the Bible says, and the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Why? Because we have goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives. Why? Because he's the great shepherd. Then it closes with this statement. It says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Beloved, I come to tell you this afternoon that we all have problems from time to time. But I want to encourage you by reminding you that our problems are temporary. And our relationship with God is enduring, and our relationship with God is eternal. He said that we are dwelling in the house of the Lord, and we are dwelling. That does not begin when we die. That does not begin when we go to heaven. We are dwelling in the Lord's house right now. We are dwellers in the Lord's house. And this is why the scripture tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse number 38. And it reads, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Beloved, David was persuaded that he was inseparable from the house of God. We can be persuaded, beloved, that we are inseparable from the heart of God. Are you fully persuaded today? He is ours. The Lord belongs to us. He is our Father. And we are here. Oh, yes. And we read in St. John chapter 10, verse number 11. It says, I am the good shepherd, as I close on this morning. I am the good shepherd. It says the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but hireth he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep. He sees the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep, and he flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. But the Lord says, I'm not a hireling. I care about the sheep. I lay my life down for the sheep. I leave the 99 and go for the one scattered sheep. He says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep, because I am the good shepherd. Psalms 95:7 says this, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the trial of the wilderness. The Lord, our great shepherd. Amen and amen. Before we give the benediction, I want you to know, for those of you who do not know God as a shepherd, for those of you who are not God's sheep, amen, hallelujah, those of you who are not born again, those of you who have never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to know this afternoon that God loves you. I want you to know that no matter who you are, no matter what your past, I want you to know that God loves you. I want you to know that God loves you so much that he gave his one and only begotten son for you. The Bible tells us that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus laid down his life and rose again so that we could spend eternity with him and experience his absolute best on earth. And if you would like to receive Jesus in your life, I just want you to just say the following prayer out loud with me right now. This 1 minute prayer. And when you say this prayer, I want you to mean it in your heart. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, I choose to turn away from sin. And I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your son, Jesus, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be my Savior and my Lord of my life. Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you would fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you just prayed this prayer to receive Jesus as your Savior for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family of God. Hallelujah. You are saved. The angels are rejoicing. We want to rejoice with you. Amen. Please reach out to us. Amen. And let us know. Amen. So we can pray with you. Amen, hallelujah, and send you out some materials to help you to grow into, amen, your full maturity. Amen, the great shepherd, beloved. God, the Lord God's care for you, amen. He cares, God cares, God cares. What an amazing God, what an amazing King. Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. And Father, we know that your word will not return unto us void, but you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. God, we thank you for those words of encouragement, Father, because sometimes we forget. Father, we forget that we don't want, will not want for anything because you are our shepherd. We forget that you're leading us somewhere, and that's in green pastures and still waters. Sometimes we forget, Father, that restoration is taking place in our soul as you are leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Sometimes we do walk through the valley of shadow of death when we become a little fearful and discouraged. But, Father, we thank you for the word today that we will not fear no more, Father, because you are with us and your rod and your staff give us comfort. We thank you for the feast, Father, that you have prepared for us in the presence of our enemies here on earth, because there's no enemies in heaven, that our oil, Father God, is dripping off of our head, Father God, as you have anointed us. The blessings are running over. And we say thank you that when we look back to the left and the right, we'll see the angel of goodness and the angel of mercy following us all the days of our life. And when it's all over here, Father, we know that we have an eternal resting place in heaven where we will dwell with you for all eternity. Thank you for your promise. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And that is the word of God on today. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the souls that have given their life to Christ. We thank God for the prayer, the scripture. We thank God for everything, the songs. Amen. Glory be to God. At this time, we'd like to receive our morning tithes and offering. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, how do you give online? Well, amen. Our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. You hit the donate button there and make your, amen, donation. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Cash app, $LifeWordJesus, LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, PA, Glenside, PA, 19038. Amen. And we also have PayPal to PayPal. Amen. And our email address is lifewordjesus, amen, at gmail.com. Amen. Thank you for your giving. Amen. The gospel is free. It takes money to do ministry. And the Lord is our shepherd, so we shall not lack anything, including money. Amen. And to God be praised. We want to thank each and every one of you for our first-time visitors. Please come back with us. We'll be here again tomorrow morning, Monday through Saturday. That's 6 a.m. for our spiritual breakfast. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Please come back. Amen. And share with us. Amen. Also, we have an altar of prayer, a prayer altar where we meet 10 times a week. Glory be to God, Monday through Fridays at 12 o'clock noon and 9 p.m. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God at the prayer altar number. Amen. This Friday night, Lord's willing, is our praise party. Bring your own praise. Amen. At 10 o'clock. Amen. In Jesus' name. And we're going to have a special Zoom call tomorrow at 7:30. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Informing the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. On some good stuff. Amen. That we want to share. Amen. It's been my pleasure to serve you today. Amen. And we pray that you have found some encouragement and knowing that the Lord is not a slouch, but he is. Amen. The great shepherd. And he is our shepherd. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. If it is anybody sick, we pray healing to their body because you give comfort. If anybody's in fear, if anybody's in fret, if anybody's afraid of anything, if anybody is apprehensive, Father God, if anybody's in a situation they don't know what to do, Father God, if anyone, Father God, is getting trouble from their enemies, Father God, you said when a man's ways please you, even their enemies will be at peace with you. So, Father God, whatever the situation is, maybe somebody's been diagnosed with COVID. Maybe someone has a family member that's been diagnosed. Maybe someone is experiencing death, Father God, or some type of trauma in the family. Father, whatever the need is, Father, because you are the good shepherd, Father God, we're asking you to meet, Father God, them there. Father God, send your word and heal them of their dilemmas and their diseases. And we say thank you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father God, and we honor you, and we magnify you, we glorify you, Father God, and we praise your holy and we praise your righteous name. Amen. Hallelujah. Every spirit of retaliation is bound in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you, amen, and give you peace, amen. Let us continue as we go through this day, amen, to praise him for being, amen, the great shepherd. thank you for allowing me to serve you. And we thank you. Thank you for serving me.
You created me to worship.
Oh yeah.
You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all